So moving on to the final part of this sort of mutation kind of review, I wanted to ask Mark, I was really excited at ASCO because, you know, this whole concept of trying to identify the target and don't worry so much about what the primary tumor, I was all, you know, Foundation One, you know, the whole thing, I was all pumped up about that. And then we started to see negative trials of BRAF inhibition in colon cancer, which is like, oh, maybe this isn't really going to work. And then at ASCO, my optimism again was rekindled because at least I was kind of excited about what they presented in terms of BRAF inhibitors in patients with BRAF mutations, Mark. In this case, a paper of dabrafenib, but also we wanted your comments on another paper by Carter and Ella looking at the BRAF mutation population in general. And then finally, this case report of a, quote, dramatic response to vemurafenib, of course, approved in melanoma, but in BRAF-positive mutated lung cancer. Mark, what's the bottom line here?
Well, you know, it was really 2011. We had two series looking at BRAF mutations in lung cancer. It was a mix of early stage, late stage patient. One was a single institution from Memorial study, and one was a multi-institutional Italian study. This Cartarella study you're talking about is a single institution Boston study. And actually, we're in the process of putting together the BRAF patients from the Lung Cancer Mutation Consortium from that initial version that was presented. Lisa Villaruz is doing that at our place as we speak, actually.
Interesting. Were any of those patients treated with BRAF inhibitors?
No. Okay. So the data suggests that it's about in the 2-3% range. It, unlike melanoma, where the dominant mutation is V600E, which is 90% or so in melanoma, and in lung, it's more like 50-50. V600E is about 50%, and then non-V600E. And it's not clear that all, whereas the V600E really are kinase activating mutations, it's not clear that all of the other ones are in some cases. So there's some heterogeneity in that setting. The data that was presented at ASCO, many of the Lung Cancer Mutation Consortium institutions participated in it, was with dabrafenib. It was an early look at the first 20 patients. Typically, these patients had been, quote unquote, heavily pretreated. We had three of them treated at our institution in Pittsburgh. The confirmed response rate was 40% in that setting. That data has accrued. I'm not quite sure where the number is. Currently, it's completed its accrual, but we don't have an update on the response rate at this particular point. And the trial is being morphed into a second phase where, in addition to a BRAF inhibitor, there'll be a MEK inhibitor added to that combination to kind of look at that combination in the same thing. So the
That's been a strategy that looks kind of promising in melanoma.
Right. So it'll be looked at specifically in the BRAF non-small cell population.
What about the phenotypic correlations in terms of smoking and histology?
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be the same. It looks like that the V600E is more likely to occur in the never smoking population. The other ones seem to be more in smokers. But smokers can develop the V600E. There's some issue about, are there differences in other mutations? There is a rate of other mutations in this population. And may that be different in smokers versus never smokers with the BRAF, PIK3 kinase, KRAS, those sorts of things.
Did you mention histology?
For all intents and purposes, they're all adenos for the most part. There have been some descriptive differences amongst the BRAF mutations, but nothing that there was a, I don't think any sort of take-home message about it.